Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Good morning, Pensacola. This is Danny Zimmern.
And Hannah Zimmern.
And we are in the studio at 92.3 at 1620
okay,
AM.
So, radio wise, yeah, I mean, 92.3.
92.3.
What did you just say? 92.3.
Well, oh, no point necessary.
No point necessary. That solves the whole conundrum.
The whole debate. Yep. Goes out the door.
Okay.
Right out the door.
Thanks, everybody, for tuning in to 92.3.
We're on to something now.
You know, that's crazy. It used to be point now, but since the .com age, it's dot.
The .com age.
We just normally say 92.3 or 98.7. One of the, you know.
I saw Mr. T was on, it might have been Johnny Carson back then, and he said, what's your last name? He said, my first name is Mr. My middle name is that dot, and my last name is T.
So that's the radio station? Middle name dot?
Dot.
Yeah, you know, anyway. All right, we're joined by a fellow Zimmern team real estate guy, but really a fishing expert, Bert Merritt. Bert, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Danny. Can you hear me? I'm glad to be on 92.3.
See?
Hey, Hannah.
Good morning, Bert.
It is. It's a dot. And Bert knows dots, too. Bert is a computer dude also. So, Bert, big game fishing. You have really gotten involved in that, and you've created a new sort of an event for the Panhandle, I think, and you could talk about that. We'd love to hear more about it. And I know you and Jack and several others just got back from Bisbee. I say just, it was a month or two ago. The Bisbee's Black and Blue, I think, right, in Cabo. And it's one of the biggest in the world, right?
Yeah, Danny, the Bisbee's Black and Blue basically is the Super Bowl of the marlin fishing. You know, it's you got your other fishing, like bass fishing has big money, but nothing bigger in the marlin world than the Bisbee's Black and Blue. And we went down there and gave away a little over $10 million for the 2 weeks we were there.
Wow. That is fantastic. You told me one boat won about $2.5 million, and they were even in second place, something like that.
Yeah. 2.4 million was second place, two point something for first, and then 1.7 for third place in that tournament. But,
wow.
Yeah, but here on the Gulf Coast where the fishing is actually better for blue marlin, we catch a lot of marlin here on the Gulf Coast, and we started a series Pensacola to Panama City with the three big billfish tournaments that is going into our third year now. So we're very excited about it. It's in June. It runs the month of June with the Pensacola International billfish tournament and the Emerald Coast Blue Marlin Classic in Destin and the Bay Point Billfish Open in Panama City Beach. And that's back-to-back-to-back weeks, and we have a lot of fun with it and give away great prizes. And we have a new sponsor on board this year, A-Game Hydration.
Wow.
That's a company started by Johnny Damon, and it's an up-and-coming hydration drink, and it's available at the Winn-Dixie's and Greer's.
Wow, awesome. Bert, stand by. We're going to do traffic on the fives.
Well, I hit the button. That's right. No accidents to report to you right now. Looks like I-10, I-110, Highway 90, 98. Everything is looking good. I'm not seeing any delays. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Building-related illnesses. We get a lot of calls for this. Who do you know that is sick from the building they're in? Hi, this is Todd with Gulf Coast Air Care. Building-related illness symptoms include coughing, sneezing, headaches, itchy, watery eyes, and a host of breathing problems. At Gulf Coast Air Care, we have the solution. We can inspect, clean, and treat your AC system so you'll feel great. If you have dust issues or health problems that you feel are related to your home or office building, you should give us a call. We'll share the tips and secrets you need to know for a comfortable, healthy indoor environment. Gulf Coast Air Care Conditioners at 850-934-2768. Our service will extend the life of your air conditioner, and your system will be much more energy efficient, too. Let us help you by cleaning the most neglected system in your home or workplace.
At Gulf Coast Air Care, we take pride in the certifications and the licenses that we hold. If you want the best quality and award-winning customer service, you can find us on the web at GulfCoastAirCare.com.
Get it, Sarah.
Serious cleaning, Gulf Coast Air Care.
If you need to buy or sell a house, you want to make sure that you get somebody who's going to get you all the way through to the end of that process successfully, right? It's not worth your time, your effort, your emotional investment to kind of get almost to closing. You want to get all the way through. Well, Christina Leavenworth and her team at Levin Rinke Realty will make sure that that happens for you. And I know that might seem like a simple thing. Well, can't all realtors get you all the way through? Well, sometimes, okay? But look at the numbers behind their success. A couple of years ago when the market was really hot and basically easy and everybody was selling homes all the time, they were selling over 200 homes a year. Then when, you know, times got a little bit slower and the rates were a little bit higher and people were a little bit more eager to keep their homes, they were selling 175 homes. That's 2 years ago. 165 homes last year. That's still 3 to 4 per week. I mean, that is still a really outrageous number. Well, then this year, when the market has still been kind of sluggish, she says they're almost to 200 by the end of the year, up 30% in a down year. So if you want an expert who really knows how to get the job done and a team that has been successful consistently in easy markets and more difficult markets, Christina Leavenworth and her team at Levin Rinke Realty, 786-3996.
Delicious seafood is what you'll find at Davis Catfish House. Davis Catfish serves only the best Mississippi catfish, fresh Gulf seafood, and delicious homemade sides. Weekday specials include 2 times Tuesday, 6 free shrimp added to the 6-piece dinner. Wednesdays offer lunch basket specials. And everybody's favorite, Shrimptastic Thursday, $5 off all-you-can-eat shrimp. Serving fresh seafood daily, visit Davis Catfish House on Dogwood Drive in Milton. See you at David's.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. Saturday, take in the Palafox Market from 9 till 2, rain or shine. Pick up winter farm produce, plants, flowers, freshly made and baked foods, and one-of-a-kind items from the crafters who make them. The market is all up and down Palafox. The spirit of the holiday rings in downtown Pensacola as Winterfest continues. Enjoy the sights and sounds of the season. See visitpensacola.com for more. Submit your events at newsradio923.com.
This is Chris Bryan, host of Pensacola Right Now, wishing you a happy Hanukkah, a Merry Christmas, and a Happy New Year.
Ho, ho, ho.
Good morning, Pensacola. This is Danny Zimmern and
Hannah Zimmern.
And we are sitting in for Andrew McKay, who is probably making a snowman somewhere for Christmas. And we wish
in Fiji.
Fiji, yeah. We wish everybody a Merry Christmas, particularly Andrew. And we can't get too good at this because we might have to do it a whole lot more. Getting up at 5 o'clock is hard, but not for people who fish. And we've got Bert Merritt on the phone with us. Bert, so the three tournaments along the Gulf Coast that you've established this really cool competition for, how many boats are in those tournaments?
Well, in the Pensacola tournament last year, they had 54. Down at Emerald Coast, they usually have around 80. I think last year was 81. And then in Bay Point, we had 88.
Wow.
So somewhere between 50 and 80 for each tournament. And, you know, and they move down. So a lot of them fish all three tournaments, or at least two of the three. And so there's a lot of the same boats. But overall, unduplicated, I think we had 150.
Wow, 150 different unique boats in the three tournaments.
Correct.
Wow.
150 teams. Yeah.
And tell everybody who might not have heard you in the last segment about your trifecta.
Yeah, so the series is the three tournaments, the three billfish tournaments, and you get points as you go through. So, and you also get points if you fish in multiple tournaments, you get participation points. So we add all the points up, all the marlin you release, the blue marlin have points, white marlin have points, tuna, dorado, or dolphin fish, and wahoo have points. And so when you come in, you weigh your fish, you get your points for the week, and then next week we go again. And then at the end of the series, end of the 3 weeks, we have a champion. Grand champion gets $10,000 the captain gets what's called the Florida Man Award, which is a big belt buckle, and Miller Lite for 1 year, a year supply of Miller Lite for the Florida Man, better known as the Greg Massacott Jack Teschel Special, because it's free Miller Lite.
Okay. Makes all the sense in the world if you know any of those people.
Classic.
Yeah. So that's fantastic, Bert. You know, you and your technology-based, really smart self, you know, are helping those fishing tournaments kind of get organized and handle all that. And the idea of being able to combine three tournaments, I'm sure, is kind of based on having software that can handle it, that sort of a thing, isn't it?
That's correct. Yeah, that's correct. I've already been in the registration scoring and payouts business for a long time with these tournaments. So it just, it's, you know, I do the scoring for the series separately, and it's kind of easy to do once you get the boats all signed up, because we're just doing by boat. So it's just a by boat thing per boat. And, we just keep the total points for the series that way. And one thing that said, the series sponsored this year was a satellite tag race. Okay. So we had three white marlin satellite tags that were sponsored by the IGFA and Bass Pro Shops and Cabela Grant through IGFA. They gave us three white marlin tags, and we put those on white marlin. We had three teams that deployed these tags, and now the first one just popped up. It's down near the Bahamas. So it's 593 miles from where it was deployed. And the other two pop off in about 2 or 3 weeks. And when they're all up, then we will see who went the longest, and we have a trophy and a prize for them as well. That's something we did on the side, but it's for research and conservation efforts on the marlin, so we can learn about them, where they go, you know, how deep they stay every day, and tons of data we'll get out of these satellite tags.
That is fantastic. Big game fishing. And, you know, a part of having a great community and even a great regional area is having something for everybody, and big game fishing, if the people that love it, they really love it. And so you give them some high quality big game fishing to do. I think it's just amazing. It's got to be huge for the economy up and down the coast.
Yeah, 100% huge. You know, to our west, we have Orange Beach, and to our east, we have Destin. And those are probably the two biggest fishing villages around. I mean, you know, for miles and miles. And Pensacola has its share, and we certainly have a fantastic big game club, and the new building that they built out there on Old Gulf Beach Highway is the Center for Billfish Conservation and Education.
Wow.
And as a matter of fact, we have partnered with the school district, Scambia County School District, on this satellite tagging program, and they've added it to their curriculum for the spring term. So they will have high school kids studying this data as well.
Education.
That's awesome.
With all of this. Well, Bert, what do you hope is under your tree when you wake up tomorrow?
Well, I don't know. You know, my putter's pretty good, and my driver was pretty good Sunday, so I hit the ball pretty good there. Maybe a magic wedge, you know. That's kind of what I need.
Yeah, well, he's Santa, not Jesus, you know.
Right.
You know, but anyway, keep trying. Bert Merritt, friend, part of the Zimmern team, and really, really in the fishing industry, and does so much for that and continues to help it grow, just like Bert volunteers with Pensacola Mardi Gras and helps line up the floats and all sorts of other things and helps make sure we have enough beer. So, Bert, we really appreciate you all the way around, and we will see you soon.
Thank you, Bert.
Thanks for calling
in. Happy Hanukkah, and Merry Christmas to all.
Merry Christmas. Thanks, Bert. All right. Traffic on the fives.
That's right. Brought to you by ECUA. Bulk Waste Services now call for pickup. Call by 2 p.m. the day before your service day. Learn more at ecua.fl.gov. Still rolling accident-free right now, even delay-free. I-10, I-110, our normal trouble spots are flowing smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
All right. I'm Danny Zimmern here at 92.3.
I'm Hannah Zimmern.
FM. It's going to always be that. It's not 92.3. It's .3.
Or it's 92.3.
Or we're on 92.3. It's 1620 AM, by the way, which I also love.
No dot there.
Hannah Zimmern is joining me. And yeah, no dots there. Hannah Zimmern is joining me here in the studio. And we're out on at the 92.3 and 1620 headquarters with John and having a great time, actually. And we have a bunch of guests coming up from the real estate industry to elected officials, that sort of thing. So we hope you'll tune in all day and learn something from us. And, of course, we're a big part with Amy Newman with Pensacola Mardi Gras. We kind of lead the team. The three of us and Jade Hoy, of course, helps us. She's the head of growth and engagement. But we have a really good time doing something good for the community, and it comes with tons of challenges. But but they've all learned to work with us, and as long as we remain fair to everybody, I think people really appreciate that. And I think you're feeling it more than ever this year in your first real full-time year.
It's certainly interesting. You know, Dad, you've always said that we have two rules. And let me just tell you, I think that's crazy. And I sit there and think there's no way you can only have two rules, especially when one of the rules is you don't have to make everybody happy, but you can't make anybody mad. That's a very general rule. But let me tell you, it's applicable to everything. All of a sudden, it makes a whole lot of sense.
When you live it, right?
That's right. And I understand why you spent 28 years of my life telling me you just have to do it, because there's absolutely no possible way that you could just tell me how to do any of these things. It just doesn't work that way.
Well, Amy gives me a really hard time, and I know she loves me and I love her. She gives me a really hard time about putting a lot of energy into something new every year. And it sometimes it becomes a distraction. But this year, of course, Mardi Gras kicks off on January the 3rd. It's our 14th, I think, year, maybe 15, but we call it 14, I guess, kickoff event. And then, Second Line Tuesdays during the season on Palafox as Palafox gets reimagined. And we have been given that a lot of energy because it's such a wonderful situation. But to make it wonderful, we've got to get through the construction phase.
That's right.
So we're going to bring a bunch of people downtown to enjoy that. And on Palafox Street, support those businesses. The crews have really bought into it. I think you're sort of amazed at.
Oh, it's so crazy. I mean, everybody got so excited about the opportunity, and everybody just wants to have fun and have Mardi Gras and do those things. And not to mention it's something new, and everybody loves a good second line. So, as soon as it came out, it was just a no-brainer. It helps. It's fun. It's great. It's family. It just doesn't get any better.
Well, downtown Pensacola and Northwest Florida and all of us need a little extra fun in January and February this year, or every year, Mardi Gras. Sometimes we get into March a little bit, but typically January and February, we get a bunch of folks to come from out of town thanks to a grant from the Tourist Development Council and the Board of County Commissioners. And then, of course, the Ice Flyers Foundation bringing this season's Mardi Gras to the streets of Pensacola. So we're very proud to have them as our name sponsor. And in fact, we may have Greg Harris on. We're going to be back Friday. Mm-hmm. Well, at least I am.
I will be too.
Can
Come
you
on
quit
now.
A volunteer job, Hannah?
Nope. I am in this by blood. We are here.
Okay. Be fun. It'll be fun.
You basically have no choice.
I am here, but I'm happy to be. I'm happy to be here, let me just say.
Well, we're glad to have you. We're glad to get Mardi Gras rolled in here starting January the 3rd. And the big weekend is Thursday, February the 12th with the Pensacola Mardi Gras Mambo in the Bay Center. And then Friday, the Carrillo Feet Parade, and Saturday, the granddaddy of them all, the Pensacola Grand Mardi Gras Parade. Saturday, February the 14th, Valentine's Day. Going to be exciting. So stand by. We will be right back after this break.
And at least two people died in an explosion in a Pennsylvania nursing home, apparently caused by a natural gas leak. Fox's Grinnell Scott.
Utility crews were at the center to find the source of a gas odor when the explosion happened. Governor Josh Shapiro said first responders did what they had to in order to save lives.
Parts of the nursing home collapsed. A fallen Delaware state trooper is being hailed as a hero after being shot in a local DMV office. State Police Corporal Roshan Rich.
The suspect approached the trooper who was working an overtime assignment sitting at the reception desk and shot him.
The trooper then pushed another person out of harm's way and was shot a second time, dying from his wounds. America is listening to Fox News.
Act fast before that little ship spreads into a big crack, requiring a full replacement. Save time and money.
Good
and
morning, News Radio 92. Where is that coming today. From? Well, there we go. There we go. Sorry about that. It's Merry Christmas Eve. How about that? 60 degrees. We've got cloudy skies here in Pensacola. And with a look at our news headlines today, I'm David Wayne. Well, Escambia County is preparing to begin construction on the Pensacola Beach Gateway Improvements Project. Work is scheduled to start in the next month and includes demolishing the current Bob Sykes Toll Plaza to build a new toll gantry with toll-by-plate equipment and cameras. Officials say the new gantry will be safer and reduce congestion at the beach entrance. Construction will take place Monday through Friday between 7 a.m. and 5 p.m. Some of that work may happen during nights and weekends. They say drivers should use caution, follow all posted signs. Vehicles will still have access to Pensacola Beach as that work is underway. There could be some lane closures. Well, most nonprofit foundations rely on paid employees, but the Escambia County Sheriff's Foundation, well, they don't have a single one. How does that work?
The crazy thing that most people want to ask us about is, how do you get people fired up to start a foundation that's not only successful, but has no paid staff? We have no paid staff at the Escambia County Sheriff Foundation. Everybody is 100% volunteer. And really the only way to do that is to have a coach, is to have a head coach. And
that's Foundation President Whitney Lucas. And she says their secret is having somebody who can inspire people to volunteer their time and their energy. She said that person for the Escambia Sheriff's Foundation is Sheriff Chip Simmons. The foundation is privately funded, doesn't receive any tax dollars. It supports community initiatives such as the award-winning Blazer Academy program, which teaches young people how to be better citizens. And the foundation says that program costs about $1,000 per student. Well, just over 1 year ago, last month, Captain Chandra Mamasan Newman took command at NAS Pensacola. The CO says her first year has been filled with accomplishments and strengthened community partnerships, from supporting evacuees from Guantanamo Bay to coordinating with local organizations.
I just want to say thank you so much. And this has been quite a blessing, my first year here at NAS Pensacola and with this community. It is the absolute best. I am honored. I'm humbled to be here. And for all the families, the communities, and on behalf of NAS Pensacola, thank you so much to Pensacola and our surrounding areas, that just how well you just take care of us and our service members and families.
Ann Newman says she's grateful for the community support and also very excited about the future, including the installation's 200th anniversary coming next year. Well, state workers can enjoy a long Christmas holiday. Governor DeSantis announcing this week he's giving state employees the day off today. They're also getting Friday off as part of a 5-day weekend. And Escambia County Extension ranking first statewide in the annual Peanut Butter Challenge. They collected 4,214 jars. The donations support local food pantries throughout the state. Extension Services Director Nick Simmons credits community and faith-based organizations for exceeding expectations. The Escambia County Farm Bureau donated an entire pallet of peanut butter. That's more than 1,300 jars. Statewide, the 2025 challenge collected 44,564 pounds of peanut butter, which exceeds last year's total by about 5,000 pounds. That's a lot of peanut butter. 6:35 at News Radio 92.3. John Pickens has our traffic on the fives.
That's right. Brought to you by Princeton Groove Apartments in Crestview. New affordable housing, resort-style living. One-bedroom apartment starting at $7.99 per month. That's $7.99 per month. Princeton Grove Apartments in Crestview. Still rolling accident-free right now. Everybody's on their best behavior because they know Santa's come to town. No delays either. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
That's right. Santa is coming to town. You know, you can track Santa on the NORAD Santa Tracker online, John.
Oh.
If you're curious where he's at tonight.
Yes, I need to know now. That way I can go to sleep early.
Absolutely. 6:35 at News Radio 92.3. Let's get a look at our Channel 3 forecast.
We are going to be looking at some fog through the morning. Dense fog advisory through 10 a.m. As you head into your afternoon, partly cloudy skies with a high near 70 degrees. Overnight tonight for your Christmas Eve forecast, temperatures dropping near 56 with the fog rolling back in. For your Christmas forecast tomorrow, we will have mostly sunny skies in the afternoon, high near 70 degrees. Going to be dealing with the fog in the morning, but it should burn off quickly. We'll have some fog again as we go into your Christmas evening with temperatures dropping near 58. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
And right now it is 60 degrees and foggy. You know, the NORAD Santa tracker is actually live already. Santa's already hard at work, apparently.
Santa, do you know him?
Apparently, you know, all the time zones and whatever. He is headed for the Kuril Islands. He'll be there in 9 minutes.
Okay. So thank you for the quick update.
Anytime, John. Hey, our next news at 7 o'clock. Breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3.
Billy, your gas light's on. We need to stop and fill up.
No way, Jen. Gas around here is too expensive. We can make it a little further.
Billy, listen to your big sister. You don't need to drive all over searching for the lowest gas prices. Do what I do and use Upside.
Upside?
Do you live under a rock, Billy? Upside is the hottest cash back app out there. It's free to download, and you get real cash back for every gallon of gas you buy. I use it all the time, and I've already made around $200.
You can make that kind of cash back just for buying the gas you have to buy anyway?
Yes, I'm looking at the Upside app now, and you can get up to a $5 cashback bonus on your first tank.
Okay, I'm stopping to download Upside and fill up my tank. Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code STATE5 to get up to a $5 cashback bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime, right to your bank, to PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code STATE5 to get up to a $5 cashback bonus on your first tank. That's code STATE5 for up to a $5 cashback bonus.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman, brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Here are the News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 contest rules. You can win one prize per household per contest in any 30-day period, unless specified by individual contest rules. All prizes on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 are non-transferable, non-redeemable for cash, or exchangeable for any other prize. News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 prizes must be redeemed within a 30-day period of winning. For a complete list of rules, visit newsradio923.com.
What does Christmas mean to you?
Hey, Andrew McKay here, and at Christmas, what I think of is the original, greatest miracle of God becoming flesh and living among us. A gift of incomparable size that we were given, and out of appreciation for which we give gifts to each other. Merry Christmas.
From all of us to all of you, Merry Christmas. News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
I'll have a blue Christmas without you.
Good morning, Pensacola. I'm Danny Zimmern.
I'm Hannah Zimmern.
And we are sitting in for Andrew McKay, who is enjoying his Christmas somewhere, I'll bet. I bet you he's up, though. You don't get over that.
Oh, no. No, you don't. Even when I go on vacation, I'm like, oh, I'm up.
Yep.
No doubt.
Well, we're very excited to have Chris Plate with us, who is the head of Florida West. Good morning, Chris. Are you with us?
Yeah, can you hear me?
I can. How are you doing this morning?
Good. It's early.
It is early, but it's great because economic development never sleeps. It's 24 hours a day.
That's true.
And Chris, you have come to Pensacola in Northwest Florida from Charlotte, North Carolina. What a success story up there. And we're thrilled to have you in Pensacola, and we're thrilled to have you recruiting business for Northwest Florida. And you've had some huge successes, we know. Tell us kind of a couple of your favorite. You probably have some you have to use code names for, in fact, I'll bet.
Yeah, I mean, economic development's a team sport. And, man, what a great team. You know, coming from Charlotte, we had a great setup in that area. But, man, Pensacola, what a special community. And that everybody has been so, just so welcoming and so willing to help and you know, help my transition into the community. It's been wonderful. So, yeah, this year we announced just under $90 million of investments, created almost 300 jobs. So it was a great first year with a lot of momentum going into 27.
That's great, and I bet you have some really exciting projects on the horizon. It's amazing, 300 jobs and the investment in Northwest Florida. But we're welcoming you, one, because you're a really good guy, and we love having more good people in Northwest Florida. But we need you. We need you to be successful. And I know you travel the country and you're on the phone all the time. You have a wonderful team with Danita Andrews and Ashley Saba, as best I can tell. It's a 3-man army.
Yeah.
And
we have that and the team at CoLab. So we have Patrick and Annie over at CoLab and Tabitha keeps us all in order. So it's a good team of six. And so we're doing a lot of work. We've got the one project, that you're very familiar with, you know, again, part of that, it takes a team and everybody's going to appreciate your help this year. So we have Project Britain that's under code name until January 8th, and we'll take that to the county commissioners and hopefully have a new aerospace company and a new headquarters in our community.
Well, it's amazing how you get folks, but Northwest Florida is a fun place, and I bet you you're going to be really, really successful, continue to be really, really successful getting people here, and I hope it's an easy sell. I hope we're making it easy for you.
Oh, gosh. I mean, it sells itself in so many ways. We just got to make sure people are aware of it. Not too many. We don't want to overrun the place, but, yeah, we want to make sure that we're bringing in the right type of company. So we're very picky, because we can be, and making sure that the companies we bring, whether we go to the Paris Air Show or we're going to, just got back from Amsterdam with a marine and boat show, just trying to bring people into that will fit into the community.
That's great. What is your goal for this year for jobs and investment?
We want to go for about 300 jobs again, but about $90 million is the goal for investment. So, again, kind of keeping it the same and then starting to build from there, just because the organization needed a little revamping. And so we have done that basically this year, and now we're in that build mode. We're going out, and the other big thing is trying to find product. As you know, from the real estate side, if you don't have, you know, listings and property, you know, it's hard to sell from an empty wagon. So we're working on Central Commerce Park right now and activating another 240 acres up there. Looking, you know, we finally got the roundabout designed, and we're going to have that under construction here in a few months for the Bluffs. We've got the Pensacola Tech Park has got activity on it, and we're really trying to package that with some other properties around it to make a defense cluster corridor in downtown. So there's just all kinds of activity.
Chris, we have about a minute left. Tell everybody, I mean, in my business, leads are what's kind of a lot of fun when people tell me or send me someone that's looking. If somebody knows a business that they think would be a good idea to get here, how do people get up with you at Florida West?
Yeah, just send an email to us. My email is cplate, because the Plate doesn't work on the computer, but cplate at floridawesteda.com, or just go to floridawesteda.com. And I still say dot, by the way. I heard that earlier.
Yeah. Heck yeah. Heck yeah. Well, Chris, it's great. Now, I've asked everybody this question today. What do you hope to get under your tree when you wake up tomorrow?
Well, I'm a psychotic Clemson fan, so I want to beat the absolute tar out of Penn State here in a couple days.
You could beat Penn State, but, you know, a Clemson fan around here, see, you're going to wear out your welcome. We're going to get you something. We're going to get you something orange and blue or garnet gold or something. We'll crimson and white, something. We'll get you in the SEC here soon. So, Chris Plate, Chief Executive Officer of Florida West, and the guy doing a lot here. Chris, thanks for calling in.
Thanks, guys.
Yep. See you soon. How about a little bit of traffic, John?
Well, good news on it. No accidents or delays to report to you right now. I-10, I-110, Highway 90, 98, and 90 all look good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Anderson Subaru sharing more than ever during the 2025 Subaru Share the Love event. Buy a new Subaru now through January 2nd, and Subaru will donate $250 to your choice of four nationally recognized charities: the ASPCA, Make-A-Wish, Meals on Wheels, or the National Park Foundation. Or choose our local charity, the Pensacola Breast Cancer Association, and Anderson Subaru will add an extra $200 to Subaru's donation with 0.9% financing for 72 on 2025 Outback models, 1.9% financing for 48 on 2025 Forester models, and 1.9% financing for 72 on new Crosstrek models. It's never been easier to share the love. So far, we've donated over $200,000 to fight breast cancer in Pensacola. At Anderson Subaru, now through January 2nd. Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola, online at AndersonSubaru.com.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
$250 donation for new purchase or lease. Promotion ends January 2nd. See retailer or AndersonSubaru.com/share for details.
The average checking account pays less than a tenth of a percent. Pennair Credit Union's high-yield checking? 5.05% APY. That's more than most savings accounts. And 70 times more than any old checking account. Make every deposit count. Learn more at Pennair.org/checking. Federally insured by NCUA, Pennair's high-yield checking account pays up to 5.05% annual percentage yield with e-statements and a monthly ACH deposit of $250 or more.
Whether you want to start your education or advance your career, Pensacola State College is the place for you. Join the 92% of PSC students who graduate loan-free and select from over 100 programs ranging from cosmetology and plumbing to nursing and aviation airframe mechanics. In addition, Pensacola State has over 300 scholarships to choose from, including cybersecurity. Register today for spring semester. Go to pensacolastate.edu. Go here. Get there.
Hi, this is Andrew McKay, and I wish you and your family a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
From all of us to all of you, Merry Christmas.
Ho, ho, ho.
Good morning, Pensacola. This is Danny Zimmer, joined by
Hannah Zimmer.
And we're part of the Zimmer team, a real estate company at Levin Rinke. And we do residential and commercial, but we also mess around with Mardi Gras, but we also love to travel. Who doesn't love to travel?
Not me. I love to.
Well, apparently people in Northwest Florida love to travel. It's either that or we have a very efficient airport, Pensacola International Airport. And Matt Coughlin is on with us. Matt, good morning.
Good morning. How are y'all doing today?
Well, we're doing fantastic, and we are so proud of our airport, Matt. It's just amazing. I told you a story. I'll tell the listeners. We got a call last year during Mardi Gras weekend from the St. Louis newspaper, and they said, St. Louis fashions itself as the second biggest Mardi Gras in the country, from what we're seeing online and from all the events we're seeing, it looks like Pensacola might be second biggest Mardi Gras in the country. And what do you think about that? And of course, I couldn't talk to the guy. I was in the middle of, all kinds of chaos. But I remembered about a month later and we researched airports, and Pensacola's airport goes toe to toe with the St. Louis airport in so many ways. Matt, you're killing it. Tell everybody about the success of the Pensacola International Airport.
Yeah, we've done pretty good. We're growing leaps and bounds. Last year we were up another 3%, but we're seeing over about 3 million passengers a year. And
3 million?
Wow. 3 million, yeah. So put that in perspective, and I say this a lot, but that's like putting the entire population of the city of Pensacola through that building every 7 days, and sometimes in the summer, 6 days. So it's a busy place. The place was, the airport was designed mainly around regional jets from 15 years ago. And, we're facing challenges, but we have plans to grow and grow accordingly.
plans. You've broken ground. You're growing.
We did, and so we're deep in design, and we're doing some preliminary work, and we expect you'll probably start seeing some major construction going on this coming summer. It'll all start with our security checkpoint. We're going to expand that, and then we'll build a connector, and then it'll go over to the new concourse as you drive into the airport right there on the right side, new 5-gate concourse.
Wow. And wow. I think you have other really cool plans, some of which I guess are not completely cast in cement yet, but parking is always a challenge. You have plans to really solve that. I think you have, is it 7 or 8 different airlines and like 25 direct flights out of Pensacola to cities?
Yeah, that's about right. We have eight airlines today. We're talking to others. I think what you're going to see over the next year is you're going to hear some announcements coming up here probably in the next few months with some new routes with our current airlines. And then, like I said, we're talking with some newer airlines, too, that may be coming to play here over the next couple of years. So the future is bright for air travel here.
It's fantastic. And 25 or so direct flights already to it's crazy the amount of cities. And I think I don't know if it's us, if it's you, if all sorts of things, but I think it's a combination of a lot of different factors that makes Pensacola's airport so fantastic.
Yeah. A lot of it's the community, it's the demand, and the demand is out there for this, and the airlines see that. Our job is to provide them data and show them a business model or show them that they're going to gain profit flying out of here, and they realize that, and that turns into all these different routes and newer airlines coming into play.
Well, I'm blessed to be able to spend some time talking with you every couple of weeks, it seems like, and I know you were telling me in the last few weeks that what is the percentage of people that fly into Pensacola that are going to Alabama?
Oh, so yeah, that's a metric we call leakage. So if you look at different areas around here by county, that number changes. So if you live in Baldwin County, Alabama, about 85% of those folks will fly out of Pensacola. If you go further west, even though they have an airport over there in Mobile County, at least 35% are driving all the way to come over here. So those are some of the numbers. We follow that because we want to know who our customers are, right? So we want to know where they're coming from so we can market to them too. So it's not just a local asset, the airport, but it's a whole region-wide asset.
That's fantastic. And we're all involved in Mardi Gras. I think you set an all-time traffic record in early March last year for Mardi Gras weekend, but you might have broken it since. I don't know. Have you?
We did. Well, actually, we did for that, and we also had the one-day record, and I forget the date, but it was the Boots in the Sand Festival. We saw over 15,000 passengers in a single day.
Wow.
We didn't expect that. It went pretty seamless. But I was walking around the concourse and I'm looking at everybody it was a Monday. And I'm like looking at all these folks going, where are they coming from? But they're all wearing boots and hats and whatnot. And we figured it out real quick.
So yeah,
it was that festival over there.
That's fantastic. And the airport is just so special. It's those direct flights, I mean, to fly direct to Washington, I think there's a Las Vegas direct coming, if it's not already here. So it's crazy, and everybody loves the direct flights because you never know what you're going to get in the next jump. So it's really, really great what you're doing. We're going to do traffic for a second. Matt, can you hold on?
Sure.
That's right. No accidents to report to you right now. Looks like I-10, I-110. Everything is still looking good for Santa's arrival. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
We're joined by Matt Coughlin, the director of the Pensacola International Airport, and I'm Danny Zimmern. And
I'm Hannah Zimmern.
And with the Zimmern team is right here at 92.3, 1620 AM. I've refused to call it point. But anyway, I'm supposed to just say 92.3. Matt, you could never have me do anything at the airport because I'm not very scientific about stuff. But Matt, you have got Pensacola International Airport just being so efficient and so successful. It really is a pleasure. And those folks that travel a lot, I think they appreciate it too. Is the security TSA, all that going to expand in this upcoming expansion?
It is. So we're currently at we just added a fifth lane, kind of a temporary lane for capacity, but we're going to be growing that even further to six. And then the security checkpoint is going to, if you're familiar with the area there, it's going to turn 90 degrees and expand to about double the size with queue and space in the lanes themselves. So that's going to be the first part of the project, actually. So, that's going to keep us busy, and it'll be a really nice transition, I think, and everybody will like that coming through.
Well, we are so proud of the Pensacola International Airport, and I know you have a website, right? Is it flypensacola.com?
It is. And what's good about it, I'm glad you brought it up, is I was just looking at it because I monitor real-time park-in. So, you know, park-in's a challenge, but we're doing pretty good this morning. But it'll tell you which lots, real-time occupancy. And then if you just click on it, it'll give you a Google map, to, if you're not familiar with the area, a Google map right to the parking lot itself.
Wow.
And so it's good situational awareness for our customers.
Great. FlyPensacola.com. Matt Coughlin, the director of the Pensacola International Airport. And Matt is an incredibly decorated military retiree who is running the international airport here at Pensacola and just doing a fantastic job. Matt, what do you hope is under your tree tomorrow morning when you wake up?
Well, it's funny you ask that because I think it probably changed in the last hour. So I need a can of Bondo and some silver paint because as I was backing out of the driveway today, I'm not used to our kid's car in the driveway, and I sandwiched his door. So I got some body work ahead of me. And but for a real present, I don't know. I would say a guy can't go without enough game cameras. So
perfect.
Love to see a game camera. I need that situational awareness around the property. you can never have enough, right?
Perfect. Matt Coughlin, retired military dude who, if you ever get to talk to him, ask him about his service in the military. You'd be amazed at the quality of folks here in Northwest Florida, particularly Matt Coughlin. So, Matt, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Matt.
All you're doing at Pensacola International Airport, and we appreciate it. Let's keep growing.
All right. You take care, and great talking with y'all.
Thanks, Matt. All right, John, we've end of our second hour. This 5 a.m. business is early.
5 a.m., but we're almost to 7 o'clock.
But I still had to get up at 4.
Well, I got up before you. I got up at 3.
Yeah, well, I did not.
Because some of us have to come in and do prep work first.
I did not do that. But anyway.
I'll call you and wake you up if you need
no,
it.
No, that's okay. We'll be fine. So we appreciate standing in for Andrew McKay while he's on Christmas break. Merry Christmas, Andrew, if you're out there. And Merry Christmas to everybody. We hope everybody gets whatever it is they want under their tree and has a fantastic Christmas Eve tonight and then Christmas Day tomorrow. So we'll be right back. You are listening to 92.3 and 1620
You're listening to News Radio 92.3 WNR.